They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. The following ideas may help with personal study or family home evening discussion. The list of stories following this section may also help. For children, search the words. 1. Fill in the blank. I testify to you that the resurrection is not a blank. Clue. Search Elder Joseph B. Worthland's talk in the Saturday afternoon session. What does this mean? How can a testimony of the resurrection change the way you live each day? 2. What did the hikers in Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's Sunday afternoon session talk do when it was time for General Conference? What can you do when it is time for General Conference? 3. Like Pahoran in the Book of Mormon, we need not be rude when someone is rude to us. What should you say when someone is rude to you? Clue. Search Elder David R. Bednar's talk in the Sunday afternoon session. Activities. 1. President James E. Faust taught that being a disciple means obeying the Savior. He said, "The blessings of discipleship are readily available to all who are willing to pay the price." Fold a piece of paper in half. On one side, write what you must pay to be a disciple of Christ, such as studying the Scriptures, attending church, telling the truth, and being kind. On the other side, write the blessings that come from following Christ, such as joy, peace, protection, guidance, and eternal family relationships. Each time you must make a choice between right and wrong, remember your list of blessings and how valuable they are to you. 2. Sister Elaine S. Dalton said, "To the youth of the noble birthright, look into the windows of eternity. See yourselves in the Lord's holy temples. See yourselves living worthy and pure lives. Generations are depending on you. Draw a picture of yourself near a temple, or attach a picture of a temple to a mirror that you look into each day. Remind yourself daily of righteous goals and how you can stay worthy to achieve them." For youth, 1. Are there members of your class or quorum who are struggling? What can you do to help them? Read what President Thomas S. Monson and Elder Henry B. Eyring say about fulfilling our duty and caring for others in the priesthood session. 2. Read Bishop Richard C. Edgley's story about the lodge towels in the Sunday morning session. What examples of integrity can you share from your own experience? Resolve now to be honest in your dealings with others. 3. Ask yourself if you have a "here I am, now inspire me" attitude. If so, how can you change? Review the talk by Sunday School General President A. Roger Merrill about gaining more from talks and lessons. President Merrill's talk was given in the Sunday afternoon session. 4. What are some evils you must avoid in order not to be lured away from a happy, gospel-centered life? Read about the hook behind the lures in Elder Marcus B. Nash's talk in the priesthood session. For adults. 1. Why does President Gordon B. Hinckley hope the next generation will remember the pioneers? How do we honor our inheritance, the faithful sacrifices made by early Latter-day Saints? What can we do to build upon the work they began? See President Gordon B. Hinckley's talk in the Sunday morning session. 2. In what ways did their understanding of the atonement affect how Elder Joseph B. Worthland and his wife lived their lives? Read Elder Worthland's talk in the Saturday afternoon session. How has that understanding comforted Elder Worthland following his wife's death? Consider sharing Elder Worthland's talk with someone you know who has lost a loved one. 3. Read the story Elder Robert C. Oakes told about the boy who knocked down the motorcycles in the Saturday morning session. How did the boy's father react? In what ways can you be more patient with family members and others? What are Elder Oakes' 4 suggestions for becoming more patient? Stories to read and share. In the following talks, you will find stories and insights to share. Father and son go bowling at 5 a.m. See The Temple is About Families by Elder Richard H. Winkle. Father is patient with son who knocks over motorcycles. See The Power of Patience by Elder Robert C. Oakes. Martyrdom of Rafael Monroy and Vicente Morales. See Discipleship by President James E. Faust. Deacon takes recording of priesthood lesson to another deacon. See A Priesthood Quorum by Elder Henry B. Eyring. Father sacrifices to buy an ironing machine for his wife. See Let Us Be Men by Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Marcus B. Nash catches a fish. See The Great Plan of Happiness, Elder Marcus B. Nash. Boy blessed after a fall from a diving board. See He Trusts Us by Elder Stanley G. Ellis. Boy gives collected food to a single mother. See Spiritual Nutrients by President James E. Faust. Boy finds King's Emerald while doing his duty. See True to Our Priesthood Trust by President Thomas S. Monson. Thomas S. Monson prompted to visit and bless hospitalized friend. See True to Our Priesthood Trust by President Thomas S. Monson. Young women carry Jamie Palmer on a hike. See How Firm a Foundation by President Thomas S. Monson. Waitress talks about the gospel with a truck driver. See The Plan of Salvation by Elder L. Tom Perry. Richard C. Edgley returns 3 towels he had taken. See 3 Towels and a 25-cent Newspaper by Bishop Richard C. Edgley. Rich man takes newspapers from a vending machine. See 3 Towels and a 25-cent Newspaper by Bishop Richard C. Edgley. Martha Paxman finds her lost wedding band. See The Faith to Move Mountains by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Handcart companies rescued on the plains. See The Faith to Move Mountains by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Pioneer leaders raise an ensign to the nations. See A Defense and a Refuge by President Boyd K. Packer. Man inspired to help blind farmer. See Becoming Instruments in the Hands of God by Elder Don R. Clark. Woman listens to General Conference on a hike with friends. See Prophets in the Land Again by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Young mother feels unworthy of God's love. See Eternally Encircled in His Love by Bonnie D. Parkin. Women prompted to visit a grieving Relief Society sister. See To Look, Reach, and Come Unto Christ by Anne C. Pingree. Anne C. Pingree seeks forgiveness from one she offended. See To Look, Reach, and Come Unto Christ by Anne C. Pingree. Single mother with 7 children prays for a night off. See In the Arms of His Love by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Young couple pays tithing and does not go hungry. See In the Arms of His Love by President Gordon B. Hinckley. End of the section, Stories to Read and Share. End of They Spoke to Us.